Let's head to Los Angeles right now and visit with ABC Entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. Jason, are you a fan of this new horror film, Abigail? It makes its debut this weekend. It has a strong cast, though, doesn't it?
It does have a strong cast. You got Dan Stevens, who's fresh off of Godzilla Kong, Catherine Newton, who's delightful in it, Angus Cloud from Euphoria, who sadly died last year of a drug overdose, but he's really good in the film. Melissa Barrera, who recently got kicked out of the Scream franchise for her social media posts about the Israel-Hamas war, she leads this cast. And basic story is here that they are a bunch of bad guys who kidnap a 12-year-old girl to hold her for ransom to get $50 million from her dad. They take her to this house, and they have to stay in the house for the night till they get the money. What they don't realize is that she is a tween ballerina vampire. and then she starts to kind of mess with them, and things get really scary really quick. There's a lot of comedy in this, which I really, really enjoy. I don't like the horror films that are just very serious.
Yeah.
This is very funny, and there's a lot of blood. Dan Stevens said that they filmed this in Ireland, and by the time that they were done, they had drained Ireland of all of its fake blood. There was none left. People explode. It's gory. It's all that kind of thing. It's the kind of movie that's really fun to watch in a theater with a crowd. I saw it in a packed theater. People really loved it. It's a great film to go see, I think, opening weekend. I give it an 8.3 out of 10.
Wow, that's pretty high for you for one of these. That's great. Okay.
Especially for a horror movie, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a horror movie fan.
No, yeah. I know. I share your dislike of the genres, mm-hmm. and so that's maybe a good recommendation to say head to the theaters. All right, let's talk about this other thing, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. That is a mouthful of a title.
It is. It's based on a book, though, of the same title, and it's a really fascinating story. The premise of this is it's based on a true story of when we found out in 2016, Winston Churchill's World War II documents were declassified, and this is one of the stories that came out of this, of a group of guys and women as well, who were kind of the first black ops warfare group of World War II, and then that would go on to become a kind of bigger organization. But this is one of the first missions that they did. They assembled a group of kind of rogue individuals, felons, criminals, and whatnot, to do something that they needed done, but they couldn't really do it officially on the books during World War II. And it's this mission to go and try to help destroy the German U-boats so the Allies could get across the Atlantic and enter the war. So they had this very special mission that they had to do. And again, all this is based on a true story. And one of the leaders of the military officials behind it is a guy named Ian Fleming, who turned out to be the guy who would create James Bond. And some of the roots of James Bond come from this mission. So a lot of interesting history here. I think the story behind it is a lot more interesting than the actual movie itself. This is from Guy Ritchie. It stars Henry Cavill, who was Superman and some other things as well. The movie is not bad. It's just it's slow at times. A lot of people get killed in interesting ways because it is a Guy Ritchie movie. But overall, I think the story, I was more there for the story, which I thought was fascinating. The movie itself, I gave a 6.9 out of 10.
Nah, that's not bad. That's okay, too. Now, there's some things to see on the small screen. We've got Hulu and also this Conan O'Brien new travel show. Let's talk about Under the Bridge. What did you think about that?
Yeah, Under the Bridge is a new show. It's a true crime series on Hulu, kind of based in the, if you saw the reputation of, like, The Killing on AMC, which was set in Seattle, and kind of true crime, kind of gloomy, rainy setting there. Mayor of Easttown, also on HBO. You combine a little bit of elements of both of those, and you get something like this. It's based on a true story in 1997. A girl was murdered. A teenager was murdered. There was bullying. There were classmates possibly involved. You go through the twists and turns of the police investigation. The police investigation led up by a character played by Lily Gladstone, who was just nominated for an Oscar for Killers of the Flower Moon. And also you have Riley Keough in here, Elvis's granddaughter, playing a journalist who's writing a book about the lost girls of Victoria Island. This set in Victoria Island, British Columbia. Really, really strong series. We've seen a lot of true crime over the past few years. Some of it good, some of it bad. This is one of the good series. 8.7 out of 10. I really liked the first couple episodes that I saw. And you have two episodes streaming now on Hulu.
Excellent. Really quick here, this huge weekend for Taylor Swift fans, her new album is going to be dropping.
Yeah, it's already out. It came out last night at 9 o'clock on the West Coast here, and then we got surprised 2 hours later with the fact that it was a double album. That it was originally 16 songs, which people were listening to and pouring over the lyrics and trying to dissect who's this about. It's a breakup album, by the way. So there's a lot of sad Taylor Swift and a lot of spiteful Taylor Swift, and then 2 hours later we got another 15 songs. So there are 31 songs total.
Wow.
People are going crazy over it, and one of the big questions is, will she perform tonight or this weekend at Coachella? We saw her at Coachella last weekend, the first weekend of it. This is the second weekend. She has a lot of friends on that stage, including Lana Del Rey, who brought up Billie Eilish last weekend as one of her special guests. Sabrina Carpenter, who opened for Taylor Swift, is also playing this weekend. So a lot of people are wondering and hoping, will Taylor Swift hit the stage at Coachella this weekend? I bet you a lot of people are going to be watching the YouTube stream to find out.
Excellent. Jason, thanks as always. We appreciate it.
All right, take care.